What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. This is checking in on some of the unhappiest sports cities around the country in about 20 minutes as well.
Oh. Yeah, okay, because I was looking this up. I just saw this video, and we talk about sports cities, and nobody more mad than Dallas.
Nobody's more mad than Dallas.
They got SMU students at an SMU game, all right? Because fire Nico Chance at the Coliseum while he's in attendance.
Are they going to kick them out too?
Yeah, they're mad.
Do they have the power to do that, or just at Mavericks games? Yeah, they are, and they should be.
He's traded
Luka Doncic.
They mad.
You crazy?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Maybe my what am I being about this? Just like unrelenting and sarcastic. I don't know what I'm being. Maybe I'll be totally wrong about my reaction to this, but I don't think I will be. But yeah, they should be mad. The guy traded 25-year-old superstar
reason. And as I was talking yesterday, we talked about it. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some of the reaction that's past just being a sports fan, man.
There's a line
yep. to that. Yep. That's usually what I'm usually talking about. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, you should be mad.
Yeah.
You know, they traded the best player, the second best player in the organization ever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there's some other ones, you know.
No, Dirk's one.
No, Dirk is one by far.
And I guess maybe there's some guys that you might – I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah.
How many guys have been first team All-NBA five times?
Probably not.
How many times they've been in the NBA Finals? Right?
Dirk and him.
That's it. So.
Yeah. But but I think that, you know, the ownership, like, they kicking Luka in the air. They really, really are, as far as talking about Dallas, as far as him leaving.
Yeah, because that's fine.
When
they can do whatever they want.
And remember, we mentioned out there, like, Jason Kidd not doing the post-game presser. You know what I mean. I like when people – When players piss off reporters and everything. I love it. That's my – because I love to see them get all of their damn feelings about it. But for him not to do that, it's something.
Yeah. I mean, I think every instance is different. Like, if, you know, if you're doing it and it's kind of, you know, whatever, to stick it to a reporter, that's fine. If you're doing it because of this, that's different.
Yeah, I don't think
he's trying to make reporters
No,
mad.
He's pissed.
I think he doesn't want to talk because he's worried about what he's going to say.
Yeah. Jake is like – all right, officially.
All right, here's what I really think.
This was some beep and beep beep beep, and I didn't know beep and blank, 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 Nico.
Yeah, exactly. Because at the end of the day, like, Jason Kidd, his whatever legacy, whatever you call it, status as an NBA person is cemented.
Yes.
He's one of the best point guards ever. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Like, he's got a championship there, by the way, with that team.
Yes.
And he's been pretty good as a coach, too. Like, he's had some success as a coach, too. Like, if Jason Kidd just woke up today and was like, you know, I don't really care about this anymore. I don't want to do this. I don't want to work for this guy. Let me go to a press conference and say how I really feel. His life doesn't change other than that he's not the coach of the Magic or Mavericks anymore. He'll get a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
Somebody would hire him, even if he did that.
But yeah.
And he's an NBA legend either way. So, yeah, they're in a bad spot right now.
Yes.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I saw one of the Steelers fans spent a lot of money to put up a billboard about Mike Tomlin.
What is, oh, really?
We'll get there. We'll get
oh,
there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. I can't wait to see
it.
We'll
get there on all that. With the Kevin Durant 30,000 point number, that's insane, obviously. Eighth guy in NBA history. I couldn't help but just go to Greg Oden's Basketball Reference page.
Come on, man.
I just wanted to see how many career points he had.
You know that Miss Brenda
I know.
Is in Portland listening to us.
No, I'm not trying to rub it in.
It's
great.
It's not rubbing it in. It's that. That's the same thing that we talked about with Caleb yesterday. Read the room, Andy.
Well, I'm not going to not do this just for, I mean, no offense to Brenda. But I can't be making programming decisions just based off one very nice lady 3,000 miles away from here. Just out of curiosity,
all right,
because that was the number one pick in the draft that year. He was the number one pick in the draft that year, which, you know, at the time wasn't crazy. Like, he was really good, and it was still kind of the back end of centers in the NBA doing that kind of stuff. How many points do you think he scored in his career? Because Kevin Durant, the number two pick in that draft, just got to 30,000 last
night. I'm
going to
say Greg Oden scored 6,500 points.
You're going to have to take that number down a little bit.
Get the out of here.
You're gonna have to go lower than 6,500. You're gonna have to go down
3,000.
You're gonna have to go lower than 3,000.
Damn, 1,000.
You have to go lower than 1,000.
Greg Oden scored less than 1,000 points.
Greg Oden scored 840 points in his NBA career.
Well, I mean, he was hurt the whole time.
Pretty much. Yep.
Damn.
Pretty much. I don't know, but see, that was kind of interesting, right?
Yes, it was.
So sorry to Brenda, but I'm glad I looked it up. That's crazy. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
800.
Should I look up? Now, just I'm curious. Has Kevin Durant ever had a season in his career where he scored less than 840 points?
No.
He probably hasn't. Once. In 14-15 when he got hurt.
When he hurt his foot. When he hurt his foot.
His high for his career in a season was 2,500. Three times as much as Greg Oden scored in his entire career.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. Again, sucks for Greg Oden. Everybody was rooting for him. All right, here's Cam Newton maybe picking his words poorly.
Let's put it in perspective. You're the top pick because what?
Where you play?
No. You're looking at it from a personal situation. I'm talking about from the professional situation. You're the top pick because that was the worst team in the NFL the year before. For me, I wanted to be the number one pick. You could potentially be the first pick, but bro, you have no way of impacting the game like a quarterback does. You can lock down the number one receiver. You can make impact plays on offense all you want, but it's still not like a quarterback. My issue is when I was the first pick, I wanted to a locker room of losers. Guys didn't know how to win. Ooh. Guys didn't know how to prepare. It was a culture shock for me. The games don't mean a lot to a lot of people in the league like you would expect. It's just money. Not everybody has capabilities to be impact players. They're just players.
Ooh.
Tough to hear.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys like Steve Smith or...
Yeah. I think, you know... God, dog, Cam. All right. So... You think about when Cam came in, Cam Heisman Trophy and everything, goes to Carolina. I remember Cam's first game out there in Arizona and went bonkers and everything like that. And Steve Smith and everything like that. And they moved Steve Smith so Cam can be the unquestioned leader of this football team. You got to phrase that differently, bro.
Got to phrase it differently.
You got to phrase that differently, man. Because Greg Olsen – was Gio there yet? Because I remember, I don't know if the Bears traded him there yet.
I don't know.
Because I know
there's a lot of really good players.
There was a lot of good players.
The team wasn't
good,
obviously.
Obviously, because they didn't want to pick.
Yeah.
But going in there saying you're losers. Now, you think about him, like his MVP season will go down as one of the best individual seasons in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was unreal. And he did carry that team.
There were grandmas doing the dab.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Grandmas
this
were dabbing.
Dude was a fun. This dude.
Remember
had,
that?
This dude had Charlotte Liddy. Can I say that?
Yeah,
Liddy.
No, it's the best it's ever been.
Yes. Had him Liddy. But you got to use a different word.
You have to.
Losers.
And that's my thing about Cam right now is I really like Cam Newton.
Love Cam Newton.
Obviously loved him as a player.
Love Cam Newton.
I think he adds a fun perspective in his role.
Yes.
As a member of the media.
I love Cam.
And an interesting perspective sometimes too when he'll actually go there. But I think oftentimes he's sort of, you know. I don't know. He hasn't figured out exactly yet how to give strong opinions and say it how he means it.
Yeah,
like they're like. But the problem is that's his job now.
Right.
So like it's Cam's job to make himself clear.
Right.
And he doesn't do a very good job of making himself clear. Now he hasn't clarified that statement yet. A lot of his former teammates have come out.
Oh, really?
Steve Smith not pleased.
What did Steve say?
Not pleased about being called a loser.
What did Steve say?
He tweeted some stuff. He's not happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, but you understand that.
But
yeah, and the thing with Cam,
it's your job.
Cam
to be clear.
Cam and the Panthers have a really funny relationship. It was a bad breakup. It was a bad breakup. Now, if I'm Cam, I'm pissed at y'all too, because y'all running back missed T.J. Watt off the slot and ended my damn career. You know, but then you think about, saw Cam talk about the fact that, you know, they had an overseas game and all the alumni. You have Gio, you got TD, you got Steve, you got all these alumni over there, and yet you don't bring the most popular one.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm pretty sure it's something like that. But the loser thing, yeah, Cam, just a different phrase.
Now that it's your job to phrase things correctly, you got to work on phrasing things correctly. Because it's not the first time he's sort of said something and it's like, I don't know if that's how you meant it.
Right.
No, they need to fix that relationship. There's no reason for the Panthers and Cam Newton not to have a healthy relationship.
Exactly.
Now, different ownership than was there when he was there. This owner doesn't seem like he's going to be like quick to try to
mid that raise, because he was the owner when Cam left.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I think it would be smart.
Yeah.
Don't do what the Lions did and wait 25
years
to
bring one of the best players in your history.
Because Cam Newton is the greatest Panther of all time.
I think he is.
Right?
Now, and the Panthers have some great players. Hall of Fame, you had Jordan Gross, left tackle. You had Pep.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Sam. I mean, you had so many great players.
Steve Smith,
definitely.
Greg Olsen.
Gio.
Luke Kuechly.
I think he has really good players,
really
man.
Good players.
I just think Cam was the best, the most polarizing player of them all.
Only guy that ever won an MVP.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Get to this Dak sound.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Dak Prescott saying they're close.
I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned it and they deserved it by all means, but very close, especially when you even watch the NFC game, the NFC Championship. And those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see them, to see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us.
You got to answer the question. Dak was at a cancer fundraiser for children.
Yeah.
That's where he's at. And you act, come on, man. Come on, man.
Well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're going to ask him about
come
it.
Come on, man. But, I mean, Dak should be aware of the fact is that look at your team and look at the personnel on your team.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't close.
You're not close. Yeah. It's also a tough one to say because, look, over the course of his career, I think they've got a pretty good record against the Eagles.
Yeah.
This year they lost 34-6 and 41-7.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes Dak, Micah.
Mostly Micah.
Let it go,
Jerry.
Man. Y'all aren't that good.
No.
Y'all just aren't.
You're not.
All right? Y'all aren't.
Yeah. Speaking of Dallas.
Let it go.
They're part of it. They're part of one of the cities that's going through it right now. We are, too. I mean, I'm not going to lie about it. It's tough times. Always has been, usually. We're just going to kind of check in on the Sports City Misery Index coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Hump Day. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo.
I like this one, Bo.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's just the week of beefs.
No, dog.
It's the week of beefs. We, you know, obviously the Super Bowl thing, but then we talked earlier in the show about John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Yeah,
that's a throwback.
And that's why it's like whenever you're talking and your algorithm comes up on your social media and it had another beef, I'm like, hold on, how is this a beef?
Good. Share more beefs. We need all the beefs. This one sounds made up, but
Soulja Boy and Marlon Wayans. Now. I've had the privilege to hang around Marlon.
He seems awesome.
One of the best people I've ever met in my life.
Marlon Wayans seems great.
One of the best people I've ever met in my life. Yeah. He is such a cool bro. I met him because him and Sean Phillips, SP, are really good friends.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And so he is one of the nicest brothers ever.
Yeah.
Why the hell is he beefing with Soulja Boy?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm looking at, you know.
I would love to know.
Yeah. And he said, and the thing about Soulja Boy is this. He had some hits. He had 2 hits.
Sure.
He's still popular. And he's still popping like he like one of the chart top.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like he has this thing he got to, I don't know. I don't know. Again, I don't know why they're beefing, but he's talking about him and White Chicks and talking about sellout and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as most people do, they release DMs. And Marlon releases the DM of Soulja Boy saying, "Big bro, put me in a movie."
Yeah, beef over. I mean, Marlon just won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like, when you beef with people, especially in today's era, because we were talking about your boy.
Yeah.
Blank you.
This is exactly the same thing.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Your boy who tried to clown you.
He did clown me. He got me. I forgot he had the ultimate Trump card.
He got the Trump. When you know somebody got the Trump card.
Yeah, you
got
to be careful.
You got to be careful with trying to clown him.
Yeah. You can't. If you ask Marlon Wayans to be in a movie, you can't make fun of his movies.
You can't make fun of his movie because you were like, "Big bro, let me be in the movie."
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who next?
I don't know.
Who next?
Tommy Davidson and like Montel Jordan?
Dude. Again, another gentleman that I had an opportunity to meet. Tommy Davidson is smaller than Wendy. That's how little this dude is.
Wendy's not very big.
I've seen Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
Montel Jordan's bigger than me.
Oh, okay, that'd be bad. Yeah. That'd be bad beef.
Montel Jordan's bigger than me.
It'd be over quick.
Could you imagine him smacking Tommy Davidson?
I can't.
And Tommy doing the two-hand, like, covering his cheek. Oh!
Yeah, I can't. I don't know, like David Alan Greer and
Like
Chili from TLC.
Like what would they be beefing about?
Anything. Who knows? Oh my People God. Beef about everything these days.
David Alan Grier and Jim Carrey beef would be pretty fun. Maybe some like 30 years ago.
Like something that happened on In Living Color.
I'm just trying to naming other In Living Color people and musicians.
Oh, like
that's what I was
but
doing.
I would love it. Like like that would be because I love that show.
Oh, it's a great show.
God, I love that show.
It's an incredible
but
show.
It's like, damn. Marlon Wayans.
Keen and Ivory Wayans. And, oh, man. I don't know. Give me a good 80s star here. We got to go back.
Oh, man. Like, in, like, Jack
Gloria
Nicholas?
Estefan.
Like, him and Jack or something?
Yeah. Nah, Jack's too big. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to see Jack.
Who knows what Jack's
Jack knew where the body's at.
Yeah. Jack's not even on social media. Because this has to take place on social media.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if Keen is on. But that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, how the hell? Like, like J Lo and the sister who used to dance hard as J Lo when J Lo was a fly girl.
That'd be great.
And oh my God, I always forget that young lady's name. But like she was better than J Lo.
It just seems like beefs are the on ramp to bigger fame.
Yes.
These days.
Yes.
Like we talked about the Super Bowl halftime show and all that. I think we've done probably a lot of that conversation. But that the beef probably got him to the halftime show. I've said this all the way back to other ones that have happened. You and I need to have a rival. We need to have a rival media something.
No,
in order to prop
don't
this thing up.
Don't put me in that M word category.
All right, whatever you want to call it. But like we need to have a beef with someone publicly. In order to take this thing to the next level.
But you know this about me.
If there's a beef, you're going to end it.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, but if it happens, I'll start it and you finish it.
Because the one thing about these beefs is it's no violence.
Perfect. We don't even need any.
But that's the thing about Andy. You know that I get, I got that quick trigger.
Yeah.
Yes, I have this trigger effect about me. Because that's why I don't bother nobody.
Because you don't want to have to pull that out.
But that's the thing about it. I don't. Need to. I ain't got a problem with nobody. I got no problem with nobody in this business. Now, I don't like people.
We
in
should,
this
though.
There's
that's
a
all
difference.
I'm saying.
There's a difference
like,
between
we're doing
no
great.
Problem.
We're doing great. It's going good. We're here.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
You want to perform halftime at the Super Bowl?
We are.
We got to pick a fight with a Canadian.
We are in the upper echelon. Like what I say on New Year's Eve, we're in the upper echelon in this business, in this city, amongst everything.
I agree with that. I feel good about
that. But the thing about it is, what's the word I'm looking for? I ain't got no problem with nobody. I don't like some of y'all, and most of y'all know who you are.
What's the difference?
Yeah, most of y'all know who you are, but I don't want no beef, man.
Right, there's no point.
Ain't no point.
I know, but it, yeah.
Ain't no point. Because one thing I
fine.
Know about, see, but fine. The thing about
I'll
it
I'll do it myself.
It'll be you that'll knock one of them out for me.
Sure, yeah, of course.
I can see Andy coming right out of nowhere and just knocking somebody out the hell out. Now, we just having beef on Twitter, and we might be a damn... At the Cheetah or something one night, which, it could happen.
Yeah.
And they come in.
It happens a lot.
And Andy's like, ain't that over there?
Yeah.
And then
you run
me,
up on him.
You know me? I'm like, who?
I know,
think
about what that would do for the status of the show. I'm saying.
If we got in a bar fight, in a strip club, Andy, with another show, Andy, we'd be fired.
That's true. That's a good point. Hey, remember when you knocked out that guy? That older sports radio host?
We'd be fired.
Yeah, you're fired.
Yeah.
Please clean out your desk. Oh, you don't have a desk? You have to leave. Never come back. You can never come back.
We'd be fired.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that. Hey, congratulations to Outkast.
Yeah, man.
They have been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I thought they were already in.
No, you got to wait like 25 years or something from your first release. I don't know what it is. But yeah, they're nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They will be considered for the 2025 induction ceremony. I don't know how they're not first ballot.
I don't understand.
But I also
either.
Don't know how any of this works.
Next thing.
But hopefully they go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe they'll perform.
Does Andre show up?
Exactly. That's
my thing. That's my thing about
All
it.
All I do.
Is Drago me in Singapore sitting on the corner
I know.
With Delonte West fluting.
How's he going to know? Somebody's going to have to tell him in person. If they make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, someone's going to have to just see him in a park and be like, hey, you guys made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
For
and
real?
He's like, oh, wow, cool. Not for the flute record, no offense. I know you sold a lot of records and all that, and that's great. For Outkast, you guys, I know, I'm always looking for ways that maybe they can perform together. Maybe that'll be it.
Maybe.
Maybe
you never know. Was that, brother?
Yeah. I listened to that album a couple times.
I like the album.
Me too. Yeah. Really good. I haven't listened to it since.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But it's not like on the rotation.
It's a great outdoor, like middle of the afternoon record blowing over the speakers.
Yeah. It's very like good background noise, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's definitely good for that. Is Dallas the angriest sports city right now? Because Atlanta's kind of, we're always in the mix.
We're
always in the mix.
Dallas, and we're just talking about because they're sports team. Dallas is definitely Dallas. Definitely New Orleans.
Okay.
Definitely New Orleans.
All right. Those two teams are pretty bad.
Yeah. But I'll put Atlanta in there.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, there's nothing worse than Dallas right now between their football team and them trading away a generational player.
Yeah. No, definitely. They're currently the number one seed for most outraged fan base, which I don't blame them for. The team's bad. Now, they have a championship more recently because the Rangers won the World Series in 22 and the Braves won it in 21. But I don't think anything as bad as what's happening there has happened here in a while. So we'll take solace in that. At least it's worse there. Nobody's showing up to the arena with fire anybody signs right now.
No.
Now, I don't know what it would take for something like that to happen. Hopefully not. Hopefully the teams here just do well and we don't have to deal with that. But yeah, that's what's going on in Dallas
now.
Don't
they have the Stars?
I don't know if the Stars are good.
Stars or something?
They used to be good when they had Mike Modano.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're good anymore.
I don't, you know what?
Oh, it's on the, sheet, Abe says.
Yeah, I don't, like Abe typed too little.
Well, it's hockey, too.
And it's hockey, also. Finished 11th in the Western Conference. Yeah, see, only Abe knows that. I think that, you know, when you look at the sports fan here in Atlanta, it's just, and we talked about this, and I hate the fact that it's like this here, is that you're waiting for something bad to happen.
Yeah, it's like that everywhere.
And it's, no. Because you've done this business job and everything.
Not like
that.
Every person is like that, but there's people like that.
Living
everywhere.
Here and covering this team, and I just want to talk about these teams here in Atlanta, it's always like that. When everything is good, when things are going well for your sports team, you always are sitting there bracing yourself for that kicking ass. Mm-hmm. And I hate that for this band because I mean, that's one of the best things about this job is being out and about and interacting with the fans of these teams. I love talking to Falcon fans. Love talking to Hawks fans. Love it. Love it. Obviously, Braves and United, but mainly I'm going to talk about the Falcon fans. It's like you love talking about because they're so damn loyal. Like, you ain't no fake Falcon fan.
You can't be.
You know what I'm saying?
There's like, no such thing.
Yeah, and no such thing as that.
If you're a Falcons fan, you're a diehard. You have to be. Otherwise, you would have quit by now.
Exactly. This is the same with the Hawks. Yep. You know, and the reason the Braves have so many fans because of how they were broadcast nationally on TBS and everything.
But their fans are like that,
too. Their fans are like that. But that's what
they're
I'm saying.
They're just like
They're scared as hell when the playoffs come.
One's more negative in the world than my wife during a Braves playoff
game. Yeah, just scared as hell. Yeah. Waiting for that other shoe to drop.
But you know why, though?
Because it does.
Because it always
drops. I understand. They talk about, when we talk about, what is your sports wish? If I had a sports wish, it would be that. It would be, first of all, there ain't going to be no party that you've ever seen in life if the Falcons win a damn Super Bowl.
It's true.
There's this city, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
There's nothing, no party you can show me anywhere on this planet that a team won a championship that it'll be like, when the Falcons win the damn Super Bowl.
The parade down Peachtree would be one of the all-time events
Nothing
ever.
Like you've ever seen in life.
And you know where our office is located?
Right on damn Peachtree.
Right here on Peachtree. We just go downstairs. It'd be one of the biggest parties ever.
Ever.
I know.
Ever.
I really, really hope it happens.
I do too.
Really hope it happens.
That feeling, I was like, damn. Because you know when we come to work on that day, you're like, damn. And we open the phones up, and they all sound the same.
We just have to ask them, because we broadcast from the Braves parade, and they flew by us going about 45. Yeah. I think I saw Freddie Freeman.
Slow
I wasn't
your
sure.
Head down.
When the Falcons do it, drive slow. Drive slow. We want to see you. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ah, that's a good beef song, for sure.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I love this video.
Great video.
In the boxing ring, spitting.
With the microphone.
The microphone, yes.
So good. Wouldn't it be fun to talk into a microphone like that?
Oh, yeah. Like
old-timey,
how it come down from the ceiling.
Yeah, those old-timey metal microphones. God, that'd be cool. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hey, Mark Schlereth is going to join us, our Odyssey NFL insider at 1:20. Probably our final conversation with him for the football season. Didn't get a chance to talk to him last week leading into the Super Bowl, but we can get his reaction to what happened on Sunday and just
his trolling
some of
the fallout. Chiefs fans.
Yeah, and then the fun he's having on social media making fun of Chiefs fans who are mad at him, and he's mad at them, and they've been going back and forth. He's kind of the Joe Patrick of national football reporters. You know, Joe does it here locally. Schlereth does it on a national level. We'll get to an AMA an hour from right now as well.
Yeah, we were just looking at Dan Hurley, right? UConn's head coach.
What's that guy's problem?
What has he? Has he always been like this?
I guess.
I don't know. He's walking on the floor, yelling at the Creighton crowd,
Yeah, the other day he was cussing at a ref, telling him, don't turn your back on me, yeah. I'm the best coach in the sport.
That's what I'm saying, because it's been something with him since the Maui Invitational, remember, yep. And all of the things. So I'm like, has he been like that the previous 2 years?
You would think probably, because why would he be more mad? You know, like they're back-to-back national champions.
I'm curious, has he been like this, though?
I haven't seen it, or maybe the winning has emboldened him to
be
more like this.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's just, I mean, just watching him, just like, ugh.
I don't enjoy seeing it.
No.
I'll put it that way.
No.
It's very childish behavior. I saw some of the other, because we were talking about Outkast being up for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I have all the other candidates as well.
Who we got?
I don't know how many get in, but these are the other groups that are up for it. Bad Company, who my dad loves.
Okay.
The Black Crowes, Mariah Carey.
Oh, she's in.
You would think.
Yeah,
Chubby Checker.
How is he not in?
It's 2025.
Yes. How is he not in?
Chubby Checker.
Yes.
Chubby Checker is like from the 50s.
How's he not in? How's he not in?
Joe Cocker, Billy Idol.
How's he not in?
Yeah. Again, I don't know. Joy Division, Cyndi Lauper.
How is she not in?
Mana. I don't know. Mana. Oasis, Outkast, Fish. Soundgarden and the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Like, those are the groups and like, people that are up.
Is this like Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's like.
Are musicians snobby like this?
What, like Chubby Checker have a bad final 5 years like Andrew Jones or something? They're like, his twist really fell off at the end.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
What?
Like, are you serious?
I don't know. I don't understand.
We don't know. How long it takes you to get nominated. This has to be a Rocker's first time, right?
It's got to be. Like, some of these folks have to be up for it for the first time. Because, like, obviously Soundgarden will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Outkast will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Billy Idol, again, like, he's been around for a really long time. Yes. How's he?
Isn't that
again, 25 years after your first record's release.
25 years after your first.
That does not explain Chubby Checker.
They don't explain Mariah Carey.
Yeah, Mariah Carey's first record came out in the late 80s.
Yeah, what's Vision of Love?
Yeah.
I remember Mama bought that six CD laser disc changer.
Yeah.
Boy, that was the thing, right?
That's Mariah Carey. Mariah's hair was curly and she was married to the record executive.
Yeah.
Before she you know, her music.
Isn't Billy Idol Abe's guy?
Yeah, Abe loves Billy Idol.
No.
Well, I know.
Wrong Billy.
Well, no. Who? I also know you love Billy Joel, but.
Oh, Billy Joel. Okay.
Any Billy. You name a Billy.
I know it's one of them Billys.
Billy Joel, Billy Idol, Billy Eilish.
Billy D. Williams.
I do like Billy Eilish.
Billy D. Williams. He loves all of them.
Billy D. Williams. Yeah.
You're a musician named Billy. Abe loves
Abe
your music.
Abe loves you.
Period. Okay. That's all there is to it.
I was just curious. Okay.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Yeah, hop right in.
Chubby Checker.
It was that damn Nick Cannon.
Whoa. Hey. Good news is, Chubby Checker's still around.
Is he alive still?
He's alive.
Oh, is he, what, 100?
The man's alive. Damn near.
We interviewed him like a couple years ago when I was in Cleveland.
Really?
It was pretty wild, yeah.
He's 83 years old. Still twisting.
You want me to see if I can find the old contact, drag him on the show?
Why not?
If he gets in, we'll have Chubby Checker on the show. All right? That'd be great. All right. This segment brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Funny story about a Billy. So last Dragon Con that I went to, Billy D. Williams was sitting there signing. Y'all know I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
We do.
Played Lando Calrissian.
Right.
But when you go up to the Billy D. Williams table and you've got all the pictures laid out, let me tell you right now that in my, it's the game cave now because it's not a full man cave. That's a separate deal altogether.
You lost it. She took some. Hold on.
What?
But Tara took some.
No, it's just not a full, it's a room, but it didn't have doors. It's kind of like just a cubby. And
okay.
I did get to bring all my stuff in from the outside.
Uh-huh.
I just wouldn't call it a man cave. I don't even hang out up there. It's just a room. My stuff's displayed. There's a TV. I took over the living room. I got permission to do that.
Okay.
So, anyways.
There you go, boy.
I got a shelf in the closet, so I'm not.
There you go.
I put three TVs in our living room.
There you go, bro. Bo says, I control it.
So one of my most prized possessions up there is an autographed Colt 45 8x10.
Hell yeah.
God,
with
that's
Billy
awesome.
D. Williams.
Hell
and it
yeah.
says to Bo, whatever Billy D. Williams. It's amazing.
That is awesome. Amazing.
One of the coolest dudes in. literally one of the coolest brothers ever.
He really is. Like, he's cool. He's first ballot cool Hall of Fame.
All oh, 100%. Day
he probably
long.
Wrote it, built it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Who, like, who do you even view as, like, as cool or nearly as cool as Billy Dee Williams?
The Fonz? Maybe?
Okay.
The 50s?
Kind
Did
of famous.
Did you say the Fonz?
The Fonz.
The show in the 80s, but the show that took place in the 50s, didn't
okay.
it?
Hey.
Did you say the Fonz?
Put the Fonz in there.
Oh,
yeah, but Billy Dee's cool now say, still. Like, Henry Winkler is
I'm
not.
I'm just doing it because
oh, okay.
I was trying
just,
to say Bo.
I was curious where Bo was going. I was going to say, like, Teddy Pendergrass
okay,
or
sure.
something like that.
Yeah.
Bo said the damn Fonz.
The Fonz.
But, hey, you can put, like, several of Billy Dee Williams' characters in there separately. You know?
Fonz's the funny one. But you're right.
Fonz's the coolest person in the 80s television.
I was going to say, like,
arguably.
Pat Riley.
Oh,
Pat Riley could be.
Pat Riley's one of the all-time
oh,
coolest
man.
People.
He said the Fonz.
You know?
Yeah.
Had Happy Days actually taken place in the 50s, it'd have been the Fonz, bro. Like, come on. All right. So I just got a notification about this, and I just want to know if y'all had any idea this existed or will you even watch? And I got a feeling that the answer is no on both occasions. So there's about to be on April 8th, this is going to be a week after the Major League Baseball season starts, The Clubhouse, A Year with the Boston Red Sox releases on Netflix, an 8-episode documentary on last year's Boston Red Sox, I guess, kind of like the quarterback or you
the
know. Net,
the yeah. I look because I love the Formula
Hard
1.
Hard Knocks or whatever.
The Formula 1 was coming. It's coming back
yeah.
in a couple weeks. Yeah, I love it, yes.
So I'll check it out. I didn't even know that it was happening, though. Didn't
you said
know it
for
was
the
happening
who?
Last season.
For the who?
The Red Sox.
Was anything interesting
or
about
maybe
them?
It takes place during spring training.
Yeah, because
that's
the thing. It's like last year's Red Sox
last year's
team
Red
was
Sox.
like kind of mundane. Like nothing really took place.
Good for a minute, then they were not.
Yeah. You know. But I mean, look, all those documentaries they do.
They're pretty good.
Are good.
They're only ones I couldn't watch, I had to stop watching the wide receiver because I can't stand a whiny ass grown man. I can't. They make millions of dollars, but still damn whine.
Sure.
Still need your mama's nipple. Like these cats, and then the NBA one, same thing. But like, damn, you whining about?
Right. The golf one was awesome.
Oh, awesome! The Formula One is freaking awesome.
The Beckham one was awesome.
They announced season 3 of golf, by the way.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. I probably won't watch it though. To answer your question,
I'll check it. I'll let you know.
I don't like the Red Sox particularly.
Yeah, you kind of either got to be a fan of that team or just a big baseball.
Like if it was
fan.
The Braves, I'd watch it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Of course,
that'd be awesome. Now, last year probably wouldn't be that much fun to watch, but I'd watch it.
So, speaking of baseball players, according to Google, there is no – so, Pat Mahomes and John Rocker never played on the same team, although they did play at the same time, but there are also known moments of, you know, animosity or anything. My guess is that because of the DUI troubles that Pat Mahomes was getting in, John Rocker probably just saw him and decided to just spout off a joke or something like, what are you doing here? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
If it just started then, that's how I'm thinking that it went down.
Yeah, Randy's original question was, who do you think started it? And if I just had to put money, I would put money on John Rocker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Given his history of starting.
The one with the history of being
stuff.
of loudmouth
yeah.
such. So here's a funny one. Speaking of players' parents. So apparently right after the Super Bowl was over, CJ Gardner-Johnson, another, you know, known loudmouth
troll
takes to the IG and he posts a picture of Travis and Taylor saying maybe Travis should have stuck with the one with the big booty or something, a thicker one or something like that.
Yeah,
we had some explicits in there.
I saw that.
So then, I guess to get revenge on him, the Swifties, because they just assumed that it was them.
Oh boy!
Took to Yelp and literally attacked CJ Gardner-Johnson's mom's restaurant.
What?
Huh.
All right, there were so many negative reviews left on Yelp that Yelp turned off the reviews for this restaurant, and Google deleted all of the negativity out of it.
Wow.
All right, so that restaurant was called King's Grill.
Yeah.
All right.
He bought it for, like, I'm assuming he got it for his mama, right? Okay.
Turns out, though, the last laugh is on her because they closed King's Grill on January 25th.
Oh. So it doesn't even exist
anymore. It's for sale.
Okay.
They are opening up a new restaurant in Florida called the Village Beer Garden in Cocoa, Florida.
The idiocy of people.
So you're going to leave a negative restaurant on not even open.
The idiocy of people that do that tweet the wrong person who has a similar name to the athlete that they y'all are some freaking idiots to be so absorbed and in love and idolize somebody that don't give a damn about you other than you supporting their product. Get
certainly never.
Now CJ wrong for that.
Yeah, right? CJ shouldn't have done. Yeah, kind of everybody's.
Yeah,
wrong.
Because girl, like you remember when we talked about Dwight Howard's baby mama going on Cam's show?
Yeah,
she's in the same. But why are we giving her attention?
I know she's like showing up and
she's
stuff.
Like
and people
up,
are
interviewing her.
It's like,
also,
hey, just leave people's mamas alone.
Leave people's mamas alone.
Right,
that's
all
one.
That. Like everybody's being ridiculous.
I'm like,
but like this person, like is she? Maybe I just don't know. Is she known for something, or is she just dated Travis Kelce?
That's all I've ever known her for. Now, yeah. I'm sure the sister.
There are. She made it on the field during the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's a content creator or something like that.
They said she
does
something with the Eagles. Oh. Because I saw the video of her blowing the confetti. I'm like, really?
Right, I saw that too, but I was like, why is she on the field?
I think they said she does. I'm like, just like, he's him.
Yeah.
And he's by her.
Seems like it.
Get over it.
Yeah. Move on. You're a very nice looking young lady.
You're beautiful.
A lot of fish
in
the sea.
And she's stacked. Like two decks of poker cards.
Yeah, she looks awesome.
Yeah, she. But
like there's a lot of fit. Like Abe's on social on dating apps. Go see what's Abe's up.
Yeah,
to.
Swipe
left on Abe.
Yeah, swipe no. Swipe right on Abe.
What do you do?
But
why,
we had great that was one of the great conversations off the cuff was about about Abe and his dating app.
Uh-huh.
Abe would ruin something with a beautiful woman because like no more sports in him. Abe's like, well, how do you know that? I'm talking about a knockout 10, just plack-a-ca-ca-ca-cow.
Wait, by you say ruin,
I don't want to ruin it because I know Abe's going to do the topic on his show this weekend, so I don't want to ruin the whole topic for him, but I just...
I'm not going to be able to respond on it.
I would take that as a positive.
I know.
I would,
too. I'm talking about stacked like some flapjacks.
I never stupid left
and she said
if that was there.
I'm just trying to decide.
I probably know more. They ain't nothing to decide, Abe. All right, you better go put the syrup on there and get the spatula.
I don't know what that means, but
you stack like some flapjacks.
My thing is just you got to stop looking for to say no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to start looking for the yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're searching for the no.
But that's the thing about it. A will be like, so who's the third baseman on the 1946 Pittsburgh Pirates then? Ha ha!
Date over. Beautiful.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're a sports. She's like the first woman that's ever been impressed by someone. Like, ooh, tell me about your Rolodex. You know what I mean? And then Abe, after she gets it wrong and just walks out.
Thought you do sports.
Date's over, Sally.
And change your profile. You're wrong.
Don't know more than I do. You'll be single forever. And so will I. Isn't proven wrong about sports. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.